Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to Overnight America with Ryan Recker on KMOX. Sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com.
It's that time of night, you can't stay uptight. So come and join the people and I'm feeling all right. Here on Overnight America. Overnight America.
Boy. Oh, Doug, I hope you're listening right now. Hope you're doing all right. Welcome back. Our friend Drex, we hook up with him in about 25 minutes-ish, somewhere in there. And what we do is Sunday nights, we connect both Canada and the United States between these two radio programs. So I think you'll enjoy it. I always do. Something they found in Puerto Rico. I want to talk about that, too, in a moment, because a lot of people are upset that there was this aid that disappeared, and everyone said, oh, we never sent it. Well, how about that? President Trump was right. But I wanted to start off with this question. And the question, have you ever had to hook your parent up on a date? As you grow older, you may lose a parent, and one of your parents may be widowed. And eventually, one of your parents may decide to get back into the dating arena. And it's not necessarily an easy thing for you to do, right? You know, that's your mom or that's your dad. And, of course, you still love whoever passed away, whoever that one is. But it may be weird a little bit to see the survivor, the widowed, to be back into the dating game. Some people do embrace it. Have you ever set up your parent on a date? I'm curious. Tell me that story. What happened? 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. This week, a celebrity couple set up their parents. One set up their mom. The other set up their dad. Both of them up there and aging. Both of them single at the moment. It started at the end of 2019 in December. And in December, the two actors, Matthew McConaughey and Hugh Grant, were talking about an upcoming movie. They were doing their thing where they do the entertainment circuit where they sit down and the reporters come in. They get like 10 minutes or 15 minutes. And the next thing you know, another reporter comes in and they keep cycling them out over and over and over again. They each get their camera time with the celebrity. And this one celebrity from Mashable was talking to them and they kind of went off on their own side question about the holidays.
What are you guys doing for Christmas?
I'm at home in Texas with my family, hopefully my brother and his daughter, and definitely my mother.
Which one of them do you hate?
No, don't hate any of them. And my middle brother, who's going to be there, he was my hero growing up. He's sort of my lucky charm, Pat is. And mom's 87. So, you know, I mean, look, when I first got famous, her and I did have a very strained relationship because she wanted to be where I was more than I wanted to be where I was.
Would your 87-year-old mother like a nice 91-year-old Englishman?
She's still...
She's still married? Your dad's still alive?
No. Pop moved on in 92. Oh. And then her second man of 19 years just moved on 2 years ago. So she's single and vital.
Well, we should set this up.
Another way of working together here. Yeah.
What if they were stepbrothers? So that's it. So Hugh Grant has a father, James Grant, 91 years old. And Matthew McConaughey's mother, Kay, is 88 years old. Both of them are single. And now, according to Matthew McConaughey, the two have agreed to meet up for a date this week. Grant added their parents' date would likely be, quote, red hot. There's nothing more red hot than a 91-year-old and an 88-year-old dating. So who knows what'll happen after that one date? Well, they don't know the details of where the couple will be meeting, what they're going to be doing. I think a lot of people are just hoping that they'll have a great time. Today show, the today.com website is where I'm getting this. Last year, they've talked to the parents before. The parents have been involved in their past movies in the sense of premieres. There's photographs of them together in some of these different galas and events. That seems a little bit interesting. At first, it's like, oh, it's kind of a fun thought, but then it actually happens. I wonder who initiated the conversation. Was Hugh Grant like, hey, Pop, you should really call Matthew McConaughey's mom. Come on, you can do it. Or was it the other way around? Like, hey, what do you think about this? That would be an awesome family reunion, wouldn't it? Getting them all together. Imagine the celebrities that would show up to that wedding. All between ones like that. Doug is listening. I saw him text in here. Says, yes, I'm listening. Thank you very much. It sounds much better on the air than it did on my phone. Okay, very good. And the other one, a text message, another one came in, said, I'm currently listening on the radio.com app in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Cool. Thank you for listening there. Awesome. Another great way for you to listen to this radio program. Coming up in a moment, President Trump was right in the way that they mishandled Puerto Rico. We're going to talk about how their emergency director is now fired based on what they found out. And also, what's going down in Washington? Maybe Pat from D.C. is listening right now. Patrick, you know exactly what's going down with the transportation there. We have Metrolink. We have issues with security on Metrolink, but people use it. And for the most part, outside of the funding for security, it seems like it runs pretty smooth. Over in D.C., they got a whole different issue with it. We're going to tell you what they found there. Whew. I don't know what's worse, Puerto Rico or Washington, D.C. What they found, well, I think both of them are pretty bad to have in storage. It's Overnight America, KMOX.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Radio's BS detector. Mark Reardon. Weekday afternoons at 2 on St. Louis's News Radio. KMOX.
Overnight America. You know, thanks to those that may be listening in other states on the radio.com app. That's pretty cool. I know KMOX has a huge reach, but, you know, there's different ways for you to check out the radio shows and radio station. You could even listen to previous hours that we've done on the show and, you know, even rewind live radio that way. It's kind of a cool little feature, the radio.com app. I wanted to mention first, this almost looks like a vindication of something President Trump has been saying. He was criticized about his way that he's criticized Puerto Rico in the past. And he said, you know, we sent all this stuff and it just sits there and they're not using it. And everyone said, oh, no, that's not true. Well, Governor Wanda Garcet fired the island's emergency management director on Saturday after a video showing aid sitting unused in a warehouse went viral on social media. Some of the aid has been allegedly sitting in the warehouse since Hurricane Maria struck in 2017. Since then, the governor has fired two additional government officials after the fallout of the emergency supplies that have been inside of this warehouse. There's still a lot of need that's down there in rebuilding. And then a statement offered by the Secretary of State, Elmer Roman, to conduct a thorough investigation. But she says she wants it done in like 2 days. Yeah, you got 48 hours to do this investigation. I want a thorough 48-hour investigation. Because they want to get this done quick. I get it. So earlier on Sunday, a couple people that went out there mentioned that it was insane to imply the aid was mishandled. Yeah, it's hard to look at an area that could absolutely use the aid, filled with people that are in need of this aid, and to have such aid not be distributed to the people in need while it was given to it. It's, you know, and this is something the president said many times, of just how, logistically speaking, how difficult it is to get all of this stuff organized and transported over there in a quick manner. And they found a way to do it as quick as they could, and then it just sits there and nothing happens. If there's food, some of it goes expired. You know, there's organizations that specifically are designed to put together food for in time of aid. You have to bid in the government. It goes through a bid process. You have to be able to demonstrate that you can put all of this food together in a mass quantity. You need to package it in a certain way. Everything's got to be done a certain way. And it's all got to be done quick, quick, quick. But what happens when there's a natural disaster? They got to start the process. Okay, you got to do a bid, and it takes time to do the bids. They got to check these things out, and there's a lot of fraud in the system where they say they can deliver these things, and then eventually it ends up not happening. They get the money, it's not collected or whatever. They got to, there's so many other things that go in the into the mix. Things go unnoticed here in the United States. It's not just in Puerto Rico, but still, the fact that this was delivered and not used is angering a lot of people, as it should. Said in a statement that after the earthquake, the warehouse was inspected by a structural engineer who, quote, recommended emptying it due to damage suffered after the event. And they're like, wait a minute. Hold on a second. Wait, that warehouse that they just inspected, what do they have in there that needs to be things taken out? Let's see. Pallets of food, water, diapers, baby formula, cots, and awnings are in the warehouse. At no time had it been ordered to seize or destroy any of those items. In the utmost importance to emphasize that no citizen has been denied any of the items stored in this warehouse. They just didn't give any of it out. Oh, they weren't denied. They just didn't give them the option of taking it. What a weird way to look at it. Oh, in the end, no. If they only would have broke into the warehouse without knowing it was there, they could have helped themselves. But let's not get into that. I would say the governor firing all these people. Where's the governor's responsibility in all of this? Wouldn't the governor or someone that has direct access to be able to see how this aid was distributed? Wouldn't the governor know, okay, this is what came in and this is what went out? I mean, how did they miss this? Warehouse is full. No, you can throw everyone else under the bus. Sure, you can do that. Now, here in the United States, we're not the only ones. Patrick over in D.C., I keep getting emails from him, and he sent me an email about how certain districts out there, firefighters having issues because they're just not staffed at night, which is kind of scary, some of these districts that have that. A lot of times, it's like the neighboring cities have some sort of contract where they could take over certain areas if they're underfunded, but normally there shouldn't be gaps. He was sending me issues that they're having out there with that. But how about this? Washington, D.C.'s largest public transportation agency has been sitting on a stash of gold, and they didn't even know it. This is from Reason. And also NBC4 in Washington reported on this. They had all of these gold pins, these 14-karat gold pins in storage, sitting there, not distributing them. They just happened to stumble upon this thing. Here's NBC4 Washington.
Thousands spent on 14-karat gold pins meant to be a token to veteran Metro employees. They could cost between $400 and $750 each, and they just sat in a box. Barely used warehouses where the leases were totaling hundreds of thousands of dollars. These are the findings of a new report from Metro's Inspector General, and the timing couldn't be worse for the transit agency.
Wow, how mad would you be here in St. Louis if in a warehouse they're like, oh, wait, we just have $100,000 of inventory of these gold pins that we purchased, but we never gave out to anyone. We're just sitting there, just sitting on this stash of gold. I would be so upset with all of our money issues. There better not be. You know what? I don't know. At this point, you could shake your head and say, it doesn't surprise me. There is mismanagement there, but I'm just happy it's recovered. Now, D.C. in this case, oh, they got all kinds of mismanagement. It says that the agency, numerous problems, how the agency stored and accounted for its $144 million inventory of spare parts and equipment. No oversight in this. I mean, it's just terrible, terrible. Here's more from NBC4 Washington.
Metro is now grappling with a budget that's seriously considering eliminating some bus lines and raising fares to cut costs, and that's angering riders. And we're now getting a detailed list of wasteful spending from Metro's Inspector General. Jeffrey Charrington is the IG.
We really, our client is the taxpayer, and we wanted to do the best by the riders and the taxpayers.
It was his office that also uncovered the now swirling...
Yeah, and that's why you all want to do what's best for the taxpayers, and that's why it took you so long to do it. I mean, you could have hopped in maybe a while ago, or maybe if they would have thought about the taxpayer to begin with, they wouldn't have been purchasing, you know, these $400, $700 pins to give away. Now, with it, originally, they found the contract. It was in 2013. They originally spent $143,000, part of the Length of Service Recognition Program. Okay, you know, they used to give gold watches and things like that to people that were there a long time. But, you know, what's going to happen? They give a pin out, and they're like, oh, thanks. You know, what are you going to do with that?
It was his office that also uncovered the now swirling controversy about Metro's filthy and unsafe parking garages, where disturbing issues like human feces, bottles of urine, used condoms, trash and debris, and broken glass was left lingering at numerous facilities.
Sounds like a real four-star hotel there. Ugh, it's gross. Why would anyone go to those things? Ugh, third world country. These West Coast, East Coast type of cities that got these problems, you know, give credit to like New York or Chicago, things like that. Give credit to them. I mean, they take a little bit more pride in trying to make sure these things are kept up. But you get your San Franciscos of the world, your Seattles of the world, Los Angeleses of the world. That's like par for the course for them.
Metro has accepted all of our recommendations, and I believe that they do affect positive change.
Metro GM Paul Wiedefeld says he welcomes this extra set of eyes on his agency.
There will be things that occur, you know, in any large organization. You don't want them to occur, but they do, and you just got to keep working on it.
Things happen, and yep, that's all. Yeah, things happened. Yep, we just had a box of gold coins. We just happened to find these things. Altogether, they spent $800,000 in rent since 2012 on this remote storage facility. No staffers assigned to it. No control. Items were stored there, and nothing happened to them. $800,000 in rent on a storage facility. They were storing things that they did not use. None was there managing, and it was just there. Ain't that D.C. for you? I mean, does it get any more D.C. for you? Oh, what a massive, massive fail there. We're going to hook up with our friend Drex in Canada. It should be fun. I always like this time we spend together. It's on Sunday nights. He'll be coming up next. We'll be simulcasting our two shows together from Canada in the United States. It's Overnight America. Don't go anywhere on KMOX.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey. podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
News Radio 1120, KMOX, the voice of the Cardinals.
How about we hook up with our friend Drex?
And apparently he's got new shoes. Ryan Recker back on the Canadian airwaves tonight, hey. On the shift. Hey, Ryan.
Hey, Drex, how are you?
I'm good, sir. I hear you've got big news for your Canadian fans tonight.
Oh, I know. I'm wearing those big news right now. So it's blue, it's silver, and they are stylish new shoes.
Oh, they're hideous.
What?
They are hideous.
They are not hideous. What's wrong with these things? I posted a photo on my Twitter, and I think they look pretty good. I got compliments.
What you think and what the facts are two very different things,
okay.
Ryan Recker.
Okay, tell me what's wrong with these shoes.
Well, where do we start? The styling, the way it looks on your foot, the fact that you're wearing with dress slacks. What's wrong with you?
Okay.
It's like you've given up.
Now, I'm going to defend these. So which one do I take first? Okay, the dress slacks, sure. I didn't wear the shoes to work that night. I just put them on for the picture, and I have to, you know, you have to dress up here at KMOX. So I was wearing...
Hang on, what do you mean you have to dress up?
Yeah, you have to wear, like, a button-down shirt and dress pants, you know?
That would never happen in this building.
Yeah, you shouldn't wear jeans. I'm wearing jeans tonight, but the dress code is Monday through Friday during the day. You know, if you're in, you have to be able to wear the button-down shirt if you're a guy or the dress shirt for girls and, you know, the proper slacks. That's just part of
how it goes. What is it, the late 90s in St. Louis? What's going on there?
That's how they require it. And I think a part of that is because, you know, KMOX is a union shop, so there's a certain, like, code of conduct we have to follow by in order to be proper.
Man, if someone told me I had to wear dress pants to work, I'd be like, so where do I resign?
You would not quit over that.
I would actually, yeah, absolutely.
What?
I didn't get into radio to look like an accountant, man. I got into radio so I can wear jeans and a t-shirt to work.
You know, I want to show you something real quick, or at least let me pull this microphone down here. I want you to listen to this. Are you listening very carefully?
My ear is right near the speaker. Go for it.
Hear that?
Oh,
that's the Velcro. That's the Velcro on my shoes.
What are you, three? All right, so explain these shoes. They came from one of your listeners or one of mine? I can't tell.
I don't know either, because whoever sent these to me, it was a mystery. They bought them off of eBay. They came directly from the seller, and I don't know who the person that actually paid for it was, because they haven't contacted me. I don't know who it is.
What brand of shoe is it?
Blue and gray? I don't know.
It's generic.
Yeah, it's got like a foot on the tongue of it. It looks like a big bear foot. Hold on, let me take the shoe off and see if it says it on the inside. Well, it's made in China.
And these are used shoes, right? They're not brand new?
They were used. Oh, BioFit. BioFit? Yeah.
Are they diabetic wide-fit shoes?
Yes, they are.
Is that what you've got?
Yeah, because I got fat feet, I got wide feet, and I think they took that into consideration because they're diabetic shoes, and the reason you tie them up, and the way they have the Velcro is it gives a little bit in case your feet swell, so you can loosen it up that way. So you still tie them, you still tie the shoes, but there's like this little option to like un-Velcro it and give yourself a little leeway.
Right. It's to give you a sense of normalcy that you're tying up a shoe, but really, because you've got that large, oversized, flat, fat foot, the shoe works for you. It's got a little give.
Yeah, in hairy. I think that plays a part into it, but I'm considering just leaving the thing tied all the time and just using the Velcro to slip my foot on and off.
What does Mrs. Recker make of these new secondhand shoes?
She said that I don't know. She said that it's okay to walk the dog in these things. But that's about
and
it.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You cannot wear those to church though. Like that would be inexcusable. I don't think you should.
It doesn't bother me. You know, the look side of things, I don't feel too self-conscious about it. I would do it, and I wouldn't think twice about it.
But if you're going to church, you're going to wear You're going to wear the same sort of stuff you wear to work through the day, right? Your Sunday best. You're going to wear, you know, button-down dress trousers. So if you wear those with dress pants to church, everyone's going to be going, what's going on with Ryan? He dresses a little odd.
Yeah, maybe. But, I, you know, I wouldn't do it. But, you know, if I did it, I wouldn't think bad about it. But the whole idea of these shoes was that these it was supposed to be feeling good. But, I, you know, the thing is, this is the weird thing. It feel-wise, it doesn't feel any different than my 10-year-old Skechers.
Also, this is working for you then.
Working? What do you mean? Like,
well, you know, you were looking for a pair of shoes that were going to work for you, work with your weird shaped Neanderthal feet. And you're like, this is it. I've found the winner.
Oh, yeah. No, they fit me and they're comfortable, but they don't feel like I'm walking on sunshine. You know, I thought for a pair of shoes because I looked these up. My wife looked them up. They're $150 shoes if you buy them brand new. So
I
thought it would be a little bit more cushy. But given it might have just because, it, I don't know, it has these certain insoles in them already. I might have to change that part of it out. But overall, I'm pretty impressed. It's nice on these long walks with the dog.
I'm glad it took us 6 months to get here. But now there's some styling issues. And one of my listeners, Jeff, suggested that you needed a makeover of some description.
A makeover?
Yeah, like a fashion makeover.
Oh,
because you can't wear those shoes with those dress pants. You got to figure that out.
I'm not. I am a fashion icon, Drex. I do not care about anything that I wear. That I think in return, eventually, all these styles come back in the future. Eventually, it'll catch up to me just by my laziness.
Did you sort of get to a certain point in your life and go, you know, I like this fashion. I'm going to stick with it. Because my dad kind of got to, I'm going to say, the mid-90s and went, you know what? Cargo shorts. That's a good stopping point for me. And that's the only, anytime I see my dad, I see his skinny little white legs and cargo shorts. No matter, even if it's too below, he's got cargo shorts on.
You could fit an awful lot in cargo shorts. Think of all the storage options. Yeah.
And that's what he says, too. He goes, I can get my tape measure here. I got my thing over here. I got my level. It's very confusing. It's just like, why cargo shorts? It's the only thing he goes for.
Does he wear them just when he works, or does he wear them all the time?
All the time. All the time. If he's going out for a nice dinner, he'll have a nice pair of cargo shorts to work.
With a tape measure in one pocket?
Oh, no. He won't take all these. Not that he needs tape measures because he doesn't do any. He's not really a carpenter or anything. But he's got what he calls dress cargo shorts.
Oh, it's nice to have the tape measure. Tell me if you do this, and my wife gets upset when I do this. So I like to back into every spot just because, you know, it's a thing that most guys like to do, just back into a parking spot. But if I get really close to whatever, I like to pull the tape measure out and just measure how close I got to it so I can brag like, ooh, that was a good one. So I can keep like a best of somewhere in my mind, like, oh, I got 2 inches away from that curb.
You have a tape measure in your glove compartment for this action?
I keep it in the car all the time. You never know when you need one.
You need to post photos of this going, wow, just parked at the mall. Look at this. I'm less than an inch away from a Porsche Carrera.
Yeah, exactly. You know what? That's a great idea. I'm going to start posting photos. I think that
you become the tape measure guy in the mall. You'll be that strange guy. That's all right.
Well, I love the idea, the visual of it, but my wife she rolls her eyes. She's like, I want to go inside, stop this. And then, you know, I find out I'm doing it basically alone from there on out.
I wonder if, has your wife ever mysteriously said to you, Ryan, I'm just going to pop down to the mall. Don't need to come with me. I'm all good. Me and the child are going to go to the mall. You just hang out at the house.
It's such a great bonus.
Well, it's to avoid the embarrassment of you getting a tape measure out to see how close you parked to the Pontiac.
Yeah, you never know when you need a tape measure, though. Those things really do come in handy. I don't know how many times I've been somewhere and I've needed one.
Well, are you slowly doing renovations on the house or something? Because that would make sense.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you make a trip up to the hardware store, it's necessary. You don't want to borrow one of theirs. Ooh. You know, you want to be that. It's like all the other guys look at you like, look at that guy without a tape measure.
All right. So you feel inadequate if you don't bring your own tools for the job. That makes sense, though.
Yeah, that's probably the only time I feel inadequate. I do like that when you go into a hardware store, there is really no, like, they don't ever judge you on the way you're dressed. Like, they just anticipate that all your pants are going to have holes in them. There's going to be paint stains and you're going to be limping in there, but no one cares.
I think they're going to see the shoes that you've got in there. I think they're going to judge you automatically. The next time you go to the Home Depot, they're going to be like, look at that guy. Look at that guy.
Not these shoes. Really? These are brand new. Right. They're going to admire these shoes. We're talking about guys that work all day. Like, you know, they're going to look at those and say, oh, that's some nice shoes. Now, the ones I do wear, I used to, at least the boots that I had duct taped in there. And no one ever said anything to it. So I think they might admire it just quietly.
Quietly, or they'll ask to feel your hands to see how soft they are.
Hands are not soft.
You got radio guy hands, I swear. I bet you do.
Oh, I do. But this time of year when it's cold, they're all chapped and gross. Your hands get like that when it's super cold?
No, because I wear gloves if I go outside if it's freezing. Come on, you should know better. You live in a colder place than I do, and I know to put gloves on whenever I go outside.
Wait, you think St. Louis is colder than Vancouver?
Oh, it is, absolutely. I guarantee you get more snow than us as well.
Really? We don't get a lot of snow. You get. I feel like we may get just maybe one or two snowstorms a year, and that's about it.
What's the temperature right now? Do you have a little temperature gauge there in the studio?
Yeah, but I got to pull up the conversion because we got to do Fahrenheit to Celsius.
That's all right. I can convert it. You tell me.
Okay, right now in St. Louis, it's 16 degrees Fahrenheit.
All right,
typing this in at the same time.
It's minus 8 where you are. So where I am, it is 5.9 degrees.
Oh, wow.
Which is 42 Fahrenheit. It's 42 degrees here.
That's beautiful. It actually feels like it's 3 Fahrenheit. So if the way that that works, 3 is 16 below Celsius. Wow, I got the converter up too. Look at us Googling at the same time.
See, and I'm willing to bet that you sustain those temperatures a lot longer than the West Coast of North America does.
That surprises me. I never would have thought that unless I looked it up.
Yeah. You know, did you see the massive snowstorm that absolutely smashed the eastern seaboard of North America? There were people in Newfoundland up here in Canada.
Yes.
There was one woman, it took her 5 hours to dig a car out. There was another woman who went into labor in St. John, Newfoundland, and she had to be taken to hospital on a ski-doo.
Oh, of course.
Like on a snowmobile.
Yeah, I saw some of that posted up. My 5-year-old was so enthralled with the photos of people opening their front door, and it's just a wall of snow. He loved looking at those.
And you know what people were doing? People were stupidly going, "Oh, I've got to dig a pathway all the way from the front door to the cars." I saw one guy. He's like, "No, I got a better idea. I'm just going to dig a tunnel." So he dug a tunnel. That'd be much more fun for the kids too, right? If you dig a tunnel throughout the front yard.
So if that happened where you were, would you be expected to show up at work?
No, because I can do my show from the house in case of emergency.
Oh, that's perfect. Then that's the way to do it.
Yeah, I got one of those little fancy tie line machines in my home studio.
Oh, that's great. Well, you know, it's almost like in today's world, people expect you to stay home, but it's like the opposite when I was younger. I don't ever remember anyone staying home.
No, exactly. And I had to talk about this last week because, you know, our show obviously is a national show and goes to a bunch of different markets. So last week in Vancouver, it was -8 and they were expecting 15 to 20 centimeters of snow. That came and it was cold. The next day, Vancouver had a snow day. Now, if you said to someone that lives in Winnipeg, hey, it's -8 and there was 20 centimeters of snow, you'd still be expected to go to school.
Yeah, exactly.
No question.
Yeah, they call it off for anything over here anymore. If it gets too cold, they'll absolutely call it off. I don't even know. Tomorrow's Martin Luther King Jr. Day here in the States, so it's off of school anyways. But I bet you they would have called it off if the temperatures were as cold as it is.
Andrew, our technical producer tonight, just looked up the average of snow, and St. Louis, on average, does get more snow than Vancouver every single year.
Wow, that is surprising to me. I had no idea. Look at you guys.
West Coast, best coast, hardly nothing.
Well, how do you get off, like with the water right there? You think you'd be able to, just because of a lake effect, the water effect?
Well, we're protected by Vancouver Island, which sits out there in the, what is it, the Strait of Juan de Fuca or whatever they call it. What is it called?
Strait of Georgia, Strait of Juan de Fuca.
Okay, yeah, Georgia Strait. So just up the top of Puget Sound, just north of Seattle, we got this massive island, Vancouver Island, which is where a lot of people retire to. In fact, that's BC's capital on that island. And that blocks all of that from coming through.
Wow, I am so surprised by all of that.
Kind of cool, huh?
Yeah, that is cool. You know, that's
you thinking
about
a move to the West Coast now? Is that what you're planning? So you don't have to deal with so much snow?
West Coast, no thanks. Everything's way too expensive out there. Way too expensive. Anywhere you look, is there an affordable place to live on the West Coast?
No, of course not. Everything runs about $1.2 million.
Yeah, it's got to be in Mexico. I mean, by that time, if this is the only place that may be affordable.
Well, you can still buy cheap stuff in Detroit. Come on, you're from Michigan.
Oh, Detroit, sure. Like here in St. Louis, you can do that too. They run those stories, those dollar homes they want you to buy. You've seen the stories like that.
Yeah, but you got to replace all the coffee that's been stolen out of them, right?
Everything's stolen out. You're going to replace the whole thing. I don't know if there's anything good left in those type of homes. But you know, they want you to be a occupant and actively trying to renovate these things. No, there's no takers. People don't buy these things here.
Yeah, I had some friends that bought during the 08 collapse. They bought two apartments in Arizona for under $60,000 a piece.
Oh yeah, wow. Those probably really paid off now. I bet you they really did. Do they still own them?
Yeah, they have one as their family holiday unit, and the other one they I think they put out on Airbnb.
Wow, how about that? That's a pretty good price for those things. You know, back in then, that's when I purchased my first home. This is when I moved to Indiana, and I'm glad we bought it then. It was a great investment. You know, we always fear that next one's going to hit, but you never know. You just never know when those things are going
to
happen.
Well, it's a risk you're going to be either willing to take or not, right?
You're not a homeowner, are you? Do you rent?
No, I'm a renter through and through, yeah.
Really? You don't want to own a home?
I don't own a home for the same reason you wouldn't live on the West Coast. It's too expensive.
Oh, it is. Way I guess too it would expensive, be expensive yeah. out there. Well, you don't.
One day, man, when they back up the radio money dump truck. One day, fingers crossed for that. Never happening.
Well, you miss out on those trips to Home Depot or Lowe's or whatever for the home improvements. You really miss out on those Sunday
trips.
Not
really. If there's something messed up at my house, I just fix it, and my landlord goes, just take it off the rent. He's a good landlord like that.
Oh, that is really good. I like being a homeowner. I like doing repairs. I don't know. There's something nice to it. It gets you out. It gets you moving. Like, you got to use your hands. You learn something new normally doing it.
Sure. I don't think you should be leaving the house in those shoes, though, if we're being honest, yeah.
These shoes, man, could do anything. I could run in these shoes. I could work in these shoes. I could play in these shoes. I could sleep in these shoes. These shoes could be my last thing I ever put on my feet. I could shower in these shoes.
Mm. Every single one of your late night KOMX listeners right now, just listening and shaking their head in disbelief at you. That's what's happening.
I specifically wore these today so I can do that Velcro trick to you.
Can you do it again, please?
Yeah,
just before we say goodbye, I just want to hear it one more time, if we could. Ryan Recker in the KMOX studios. Here we go.
Well, it actually has it's three Velcros on this thing.
Do all three. Go on.
All right, here's the one on the left side.
Oh, yes!
Here's the one on the right side.
Go off!
And the one on the back end, right by the heel. Ooh, I can tell this one's never been moved. It's on there tight.
Yes. There you go. Look at that. Velcro City. Ryan Recker at KMOX in St. Louis tonight. Ryan, thank you, man. We'll chat next week, okay?
Velcro City. Thanks, Drex.
See you, buddy. There you go. Ryan Recker.
That's our friend Drex up in Canada. He's on the late shift and on Sunday nights. You don't want to miss this. If you're listening to this right now for the first time and you're wondering, what are those two goofballs doing? We simulcast our shows. We do it here Sunday nights at the same time, about 12:30 Central our time here in St. Louis, Missouri. And we just talk about whatever. And yes, he makes fun of my shoes. Sure. I had listeners send me in a pair of shoes they bought off of eBay. I don't know who did it, but I'm wearing them right now. And he is very much interested in what's going on with this Velcro on these shoes. Because it's been a wild ride between us trying to discuss these things. It's Overnight America, KMOX.
This is...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Overnight America, sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com on KMOX.
You know, as it turns out, the New York Times editorial board picked Elizabeth Warren to nominate her for the Democratic side of the upcoming election. Oh, wait, nope, not Elizabeth Warren. Elizabeth Warren and Amy Klobuchar. They picked two. They endorsed two candidates. Can you do that? Is that allowed? Is that on? Is that a? That's against the rules. You have to pick one or the other. You can't. Why not? It's the New York Times. They do whatever they want. I wanted to bring this up real quick. You know whose birthday it was today? It was the one and only Dolly Parton. Dolly Parton is pretty well known all across the world. I think mostly loved and revered for her talents and what she's done for charity. She's been fantastic. She's very big into Dollywood, Tennessee, and 74 years old. How about 74 years young? Fans were celebrating all across. And I wanted to remind you of just how good she is. ABC News tried to bait her into the political discussion. I want you to listen to how she handles them.
I'm not being political. I don't do politics. I'm not getting into any of that because I have a lot of fans out there and I don't want to offend anybody. And besides, I just don't get into that. And so if you are deciding you may want to ask me something more serious, don't, because I'm not going to answer.
Fair warning. Okay.
I
might still ask.
Well, you can ask, but I might still tell you where to put it if I don't know where you got it.
You're a sexist, egotistical, lying, hypocritical bigot.
All right, so they're showing a clip from one of her movies there.
Portrayed so effectively in that movie by actor Dabney Coleman hasn't exactly disappeared from the culture.
We have a president of the United States who said those things on that bus.
I'm not addressing that. I do not get into that. Of course, I have my opinion about everybody and everything. But I learned a long time ago, keep your mouth shut if you want to stay in show business. I'm not in politics. I'm an entertainer.
And yet, you're also a role model.
Yes, I am. That's why I don't talk about people.
How about that? That's why I don't talk about people. Trying to egg her on to doing it. And she said, no, thank you. Good for good old Dolly Parton. Now, since it is her birthday, 74 years old, I wanted to play this for you. If you've never heard it before, I think you'll really like it. She did a song once called Jolene. Now, let's just give you a little memory. An idea of this song. So, you know, pretty big upbeat song. Kind of an interesting song.
Jolene, 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 Jolene. I'm begging of you, please don't take my man.
All right. So, Jolene, please don't take my man. And that's the gist of the song.
Jolene, Jolene, Jolene. Please don't take him just because you.
That's kind of a sad song if you think about it. It's like, you know, pleading, don't take my man. All right. So that was a song that she put out, and it was a big hit. And a lot of people have done this song. Even Miley Cyrus has decided that through the ultimate wisdom of the universe, that it was necessary for her to put her footprint on that song, too. Something that happened a few years back that I've always remembered and I always thought was fantastic was they decided to put this album onto a record player and play it at the wrong speed. So they decided to slow it down 33 RPM to give you an idea of what it would sound like if it was something that was recorded in more of the fashion. You know, Jolene's pretty upbeat. Like, listen to this. This is really upbeat. What would it sound like if we slowed down Jolene? And it's like people heard this and they said, actually, I think I like the slower version better. So good, isn't it? All together, I gotta say, I wonder if she's ever performed it this slow before. You know, you can tell it's slowed down, maybe not by the music, but by the vocals of it, but still, it sounds great. I want to do that to all albums from here on out. I just want to play them at the wrong speed to see what it sounds like.
Your voice is soft like summer rain, and I cannot compete with you, Jolene. He talks about you in his sleep, and there's nothing I can do to keep from crying when he calls your name, Jolene.
Bum, bum, bum. We got a record player at the house. And every once in a while, when we go to the thrift stores, we'll take a look and see if there's anything in there that's interesting. I don't really get it for the music. We'll find, you know, kids' albums, Schoolhouse Rock, or, you know, something along those lines. And, you know, we'll find something pretty fun, and that's the Schoolhouse Rock one in particular is pretty cool when you speed it up. My kid loves it. Is there anything more fun than a kid to be able to control the speed of a record by flipping the switch back and forth? He went crazy for it. And I kind of did too, and he really enjoyed it. And he loved it, and he doesn't know what the chipmunks are. Just wait one day until he hears the chipmunks. He'll go crazy for that too. I know he will. All right, way to go. Happy birthday to Dolly Parton, 74 years young. I know you're going to have that song stuck in your head. Up until next hour, when we sleep with the radio on, one more hour left of Overnight America. We go live until 2 a.m. You can always reach the show on Twitter. I'm at Ryan Recker, at Ryan Recker, if you miss any part two. You can download the podcast by going to KMOX.com/ONA. Make it your favorite podcast, whatever app you use. You could get it on the radio.com app. You can listen live on that app, too. Right across the break, teenage girls attacking a mom. Maybe not for the reason you would think, but that kind of. You might be able to guess this one before we get to it. It's Overnight America.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.